John chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the cultivator. As for every branch in me which does not bear fruit, he removes it. But as for every one which bears fruit, he prunes it so that it bears more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, if it does not remain in the vine, so neither can you, if you do not remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who remains in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, because without me you cannot do anything. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown out as a branch, and he withers, and people gather them and put them on the fire, and they are burnt. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will take place for you. This is what my Father is glorified by you bearing much fruit and so becoming disciples to me. As my Father loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, as I have kept the commandments of my Father and remain in his love. I have said these things to you in order that my joy may remain in you and your joy may be fulfilled. This is my commandment, that you love each other as I have loved you. No one has love greater than this, that someone should lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master does. But I have called you friends, because I have informed you of everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, and for your fruit to remain, so that whatever you ask the Father for in my name, he should give you. I charge you with this, that you love each other. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. However, since you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, that is why the world hates you. Remember the words which I spoke to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you too. If they kept my word, they will keep yours as well. But they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me also hates my Father. If I had not done the works among them, which no one else has done, they would have no sin. But as it is, they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But this is so that the word written in their law might be fulfilled. They hated me gratuitously. But when the Comforter comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth which proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. But you testify too, because you have been with me from the start.